Hi everyone, I'm Jody and welcome to American Cafe.
Hi, 大家好，我是杨晨，欢迎您到美语咖啡屋。在我们这个小小的咖啡屋里，您可以了解美国文化，可以认识美国朋友，最重要的是还可以学习地道的美国英语。
That's right, and on today's program, we are going to take you to the Big Apple, New York City, to talk about something New Yorkers cannot live without, restaurants.
今天这个题目大家一定喜欢，我们要带您到最有美国特色的大都市纽约，了解对纽约人来说至为重要的餐馆文化。
Well, Yongchen, I spoke with Brian Carson, who is the manager of a restaurant located in the heart of New York City.
这个 Brian Carson 是我们今天要认识的第一位美国人，他的在这个热闹的纽约市中心的一家餐馆做经理。好，我们听听他来解释这个餐馆文化对纽约人意味着什么。
Most people don't cook in the city because it's set up to eat. You walk outside your door, and there's a sea of 10,000 restaurants on the Isle of Manhattan. It's just it's part of the convenient...way of life in New York City. People eat out, they dine out, that's what they do.
哇，你听见他说了吗？他说这个光在曼哈顿区啊，就有10,000多个餐馆，而且呢，他用了一个词，用 sea 来形容这个餐馆林立， sea 就是海洋的意思。
He said a sea of 10,000 restaurants to describe when something is abundant. You could say, The grassy field was a sea of green. You could say she is drowning in a sea of confusion. The streets.
你是在说我吗？
No, not you. another example. The streets of New York are a sea of people.
其实啊，中文里也有这个人山人海这种说法。那下面我们再接着听听 Brian 介绍这个餐馆文化的意义。
What makes things special for New Yorkers is when they throw dinner parties. It's the opposite. They invite people into their world and they create feasts in their environments. That to me and to them is a special night. Eating out is almost like a necessity in the city. It's just what people do.
照他这么说，那纽约人请别人到餐馆吃饭是很普通的，如果请你到他家里，那就是很特殊的情况，是不是？
Right, and when I spoke with a customer, her name's Tammy, she was very honest in her response. She also said she doesn't cook, much like you, Yongchen.
就像我一样。
And she said that it's simply easier for her to meet her friends out at restaurants. But it is a very special event.When they come to her home.
好，那我们就从一个顾客的角度来看一看这个餐馆文化。
Eating out is very important for me because I don't cook, and I think it's one of the main ways that people end up seeing their friends, it's either dinner or drinks or dinner then drinks. If you have someone to your home, then you have to be a hostess as opposed to being able to just relax and have dinner.
他说的太对了，你想想，如果在家里请客，又费力又费心，花那么多的精力去准备，对不对？那么你
Sorry to interrupt, but I was going to say you also have to clean your house.
没错。
So, and New Yorkers, I mean, people who live in big cities, not only New York, Shanghai, Beijing, Los Angeles, you just don't have time.
没错， so. 这并不是说我很懒惰啊。
No, it's not because we're lazy. We're busy women.
因为我的时间太宝贵。说起这个服务员的工作，我想这份工作其实挺好的啊。
Well, we spoke with a man by the name of Aaron Zeebrook, and he has many reasons why he likes to work as a waiter.
Pretty women, lots of cash, stuff like that is involved. Good food. You learn about wine, you learn about food, and you have to know these things. And that's, again, appealing. Who doesn't want to know about food and wine and try all this good stuff and make cash at the same time at night when you have free time?
Wow, 他总结得很精彩啊。美酒佳肴，金钱美女，听起来真的是很诱人。
You learn about lots of stuff, food and wine and people. It can be a really good job.
它是一种社会经验。
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, for students, it is one of the most popular jobs to have. All this talk about restaurants, Yongchen, is making my stomach growl.
我都听到你的肚子在叫。
I know, it's embarrassing, but I'm starving. So let's go to a restaurant and get something to eat.
好，今天我们节目的时间到了，我和 Jody 要赶快到外面去吃饭去了。
好，thanks for joining us on American Cafe. Let's go eat.
那我们走吧。